AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Elon Musk did not deceive investors with his 2018 tweets about Tesla, so says the federal jury in San Francisco.
The 9-member jury took less than 2 hours to deliberate after 3 weeks of testimony. It's a major vindication for the billionaire, who is CEO of Tesla and Twitter. Musk tweeted in 2018 that he had received financing to buy Tesla in a deal that quickly unraveled. Musk spent about 8 hours on the witness stand during the trial and defended his motives. The trial hinged on whether his tweeting in 2018 misled Tesla shareholders, steering them in a direction that they argue cost them billions of dollars. I'm Norman Hall.
More fallout from the death of Tyre Nichols after a brutal beating by Memphis police. A sixth officer fired after an internal investigation found he violated department policies, including rules on the use of a stun gun. And two emergency medical technicians who tended to Nichols after the beating have had their licenses suspended for failing to render critical care. China says the high-altitude balloon flying over the U.S. is just for weather research and blown off course. But at the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says,
"We know that it's a surveillance balloon."
Correspondent Matt Lee reports Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled a trip to Beijing.
This is still a blatant violation of U.S. airspace, of U.S. sovereignty, and of international law, and that it had to be met with some kind of a response. The postponement of this trip is the response that we're seeing, and it's not clear at all when it might be rescheduled.
The government's January jobs report came as a big surprise, employers adding 517,000, the unemployment rate dropping to 3.4%. Bankrate.com's Mark Hammer.
I think the Fed can actually look at this picture and gain some additional confidence with the hope that a recession can be avoided, a hard landing, if you will, as it continues to keep interest rates high and vanquish inflation.
This is AP News. Traffic deaths are near historic highs. Correspondent Rita Foley on what's being done about it.
More than 40,000 people a year die in car accidents. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls it a crisis, comparing it to the number of people killed by guns every year. And he worries that we're getting used to it. So now the DOT's call to action is urging public and private sector groups to get involved. Uber and Lyft are in, so are Honda and 3M. They're pledging millions to help. Uber and Lyft are focused on keeping drunk drivers off the roads, 3M helping to make road signs and lane markings more visible, Honda pledging millions to improve teen driver safety. Secretary Buttigieg saying if we add all this together, it can be enormous. I'm Rita Foley.
And more electric vehicles are being made eligible for tax credits, including SUVs made by Tesla, Ford, and General Motors. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.